It's Wednesday, May 25th, AD 2022. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Because the goal of the Chinese Communist Party is to stop the growth of the church, it often targets pastors, elders, and deacons with false charges of subversion of state power, fraud, or illegal collection of money, reports International Christian Concern. However, the Chinese communists do not limit their punishment of Christian leaders to jail or imprisonment. A communist agent will request a pastor's employer not to promote him or to simply terminate him if he does not stop leading the church. Or a Chinese agent will require a pastor's landlord to pressure him to stop leading the church with the threat of eviction. Another deadly school shooting, this time in an elementary school in Uvalde, Texas, where 18-year-old Salvador Ramos killed 19 children and two adults in cold blood. Wearing body armor, he used a handgun and possibly a rifle, reports the San Antonio Express News. Before he even entered the school, though, he shot his grandmother, whose status is unknown. Ramos ignored the clear commandment found in Exodus 20, verse 13, "You shall not murder." The carnage began at 11:32 yesterday morning at Robb Elementary School, just 2 days before classes were to be released for the summer. Uvalde, with a population of 16,000, is located 80 miles southwest from San Antonio. Thankfully, Ramos, a Uvalde high school student, was killed by law enforcement. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott spoke at a press conference.
What happened in Uvalde is a horrific tragedy that cannot be tolerated. When parents drop their kids off at school, they have every expectation that they're going to be able to pick their child up when that school day ends. There are families who are in mourning right now, and the state of Texas is in mourning with them.
According to University Health, 4 victims were still being treated at University Hospital just before 9 p.m. Tuesday night, including a 66-year-old woman and 10-year-old girl, both in critical condition, a 10-year-old girl in good condition, and a 9-year-old girl in fair condition. Thus far, no motive has been determined for his sinful behavior. The Uvalde Elementary School shooting yesterday is the second worst since Adam Lanza shot and killed 20 children and 6 adults at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut on December 14, 2012. Billionaire Bill Gates has funneled hundreds of millions of dollars to leftist groups that have urged a massive advertiser boycott of Twitter in the event that billionaire Elon Musk halts the social media platform's censorship of conservative voices, reports LifeSiteNews.com. According to Breitbart News, quote, Bill Gates is funding a veritable non-governmental organization army, and it is zeroing in on Elon Musk, end quote. Leaders in the Southern Baptist Convention publicly apologized to victims of sexual abuse within the denomination and vowed to make public a private database of offenders in response to an explosive report detailing allegations of sexual misconduct and cover-up, reports the Christian Post. On Tuesday, Southern Baptist leaders gathered to discuss an historic investigation report from Guidepost Solutions that found that the denomination's leadership mishandled widespread sexual abuse allegations, ignored and silenced victims, and engaged in an abusive pattern of intimidation, largely to avoid liability. Released Sunday, the nearly 300-page report covered a period from January 1, 2000 to June 14, 2021. The denomination's annual meeting is set for Anaheim, California in June. With 13 million members, the Southern Baptists form the largest Protestant body in the United States. And finally, in response to my story on Monday about why 2 in 5 pastors considered quitting full-time vocational ministry, and the top 10 reasons why the pastors who did quit are glad they made the decision, I encourage Worldview listeners to, 1, pray for their pastor, and 2, send a short note of encouragement to their pastor and BCC me at adam@theworldview.com. Rebecca Wall in St. Louis Park, Minnesota, sent an email to Pastor Kurt Weber at Golden Valley Lutheran Church. She wrote, quote, I just wanted to take a moment to thank you for your weekly work to bring truth before the church. I appreciate most that you are not afraid to talk about hard things. I continue to pray Titus 1:9 over you, that the Lord grant you and strengthen you to hold firm to the trustworthy word as taught, so that you may be able to give instruction and sound doctrine, and also to rebuke those who contradict it. End quote. And Nancy Dimisich in Mason, Wisconsin, sent a handwritten letter to Pastor John Arneson at Cloverland Bible Baptist Church, which meets in Iron River. She wrote, quote, "Dear Pastor John, just a simple note to encourage you for your biblically sound messages and your love and practical concern for people shown through phone calls, time spent together, cards, simple gifts, gift baskets, a word fitly spoken, a listening ear, your hospitality to many, and free fishing trips. We are praying Colossians 1, 9-11 for you. For this reason, since the day we heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you. We continually ask God to fill you with the knowledge of His will through all the wisdom and understanding that the Spirit gives, so that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and please Him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God, being strengthened with all power according to His glorious might, so that you may have great endurance and patience. We love you and thank God for you." And Cole Dimisich, Nancy and Donnie's 16-year-old son, sent a separate handwritten note. He said, quote, "Dear Pastor John, I want to thank you for all the hard work you do and for the time you put in preparing sermons and studies. I love going to your Wednesday night Bible study and learning about real-life topics and situations, as well as getting together with like-minded people." End quote. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, May 25th in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.